Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hook Up. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hook Up is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hook Up. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hook Up, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sanders.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hook Up, right here on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hook Up, here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Mike Lum is here in our world headquarters, and Frank Lopresti is on the line with us, talking Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. We're talking fishing on the Royal Polaris and Shogun and Polaris Supreme, Seaforth, and old Fisherman's Landing. It's happening.
Yeah, it is.
We got a lot going on here today.
No doubt about that. We want to have a lot going on with you. If you want to join us on the second hour, keep those texts coming through the Let's Talk Hookup app. There's already been a bunch of great ones, and we've got another full hour to continue on with those texts. If you want to ask a question of Mike Lum or Captain Frank Lopresti, and, boy, we're having a great time talking fishing and finding out what's biting out there. We are giving away a killer prize at the end of today's show, and that is a full-day trip to go fishing on board the Liberty with Captain Taro and his great crew. And, yeah, like Frank said, I think that boat's going to be up and going here this weekend, so we'll be excited to see those guys prowling around the Coronado Islands and catching some yellowtail and having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, what kind of things did they do on the Liberty this year?
What kind of thing?
Like updates. Like, what they've been working so hard on it. And they, I mean, it's, I've seen it here from the world headquarters, how much stuff they've been doing.
Well, Pete, as you know, Coast Guard has gotten very, very tough on us. And they have really come down on all wooden boats to where they're asking for reinforcements that kind of, you know, I'm not going to say they're not warranted, but it makes you wonder. And, for example, on the Liberty, they put in an additional new bulkhead, and it was about, oh, I'd say a full month's worth of work of good carpenters, Sal doing his thing, and it was mostly below decks. So a lot of the work there, you know, the boat is in beautiful shape. The galley's in beautiful shape. It looks wonderful. But most of the work done on the Liberty is work that is mainly for the safety of the angler and of the vessel itself, and is not going to be visible, okay?
Got it. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's find out what's biting, Rick.
You got it, man. We're going to continue on with our catch report with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, who brings us that great fishdope.com report, which today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservations today. We got him, Captain Mark Wiss on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky, Pete, Mike, Frank. Great show. Fun stuff. Holy cow, guys. So for the first report of our spring season, I am sure glad we got some nice weather for a change.
Yeah.
Season conditions. Few more biting fish to talk about. Man, that was a long, boring stretch there for a little bit.
Woo.
But, yeah. But, you know, with all the wind we've had everywhere, you know, that poor water, man, it took a hit. It, temperatures just plummeted. But they're creeping back. And I was looking at some of the coastal buoys yesterday afternoon on some of the weather reports there. Some of them actually hit 60 for a little bit. Now, I know that's surface temp, but still in all, it's starting to look like springtime. Probably helped encourage that yellowtail down there off La Jolla to do that nice little bite we've had a couple of days there. And imagine there's more than a few boats working on it today, so it'll be interesting to see if that holds up. So in other news there, weather's still up on the outside, still breezing. So we got nothing from San Nicolas or Santa Barbara Island. And, you know, with the cod closure, there's not a lot of reason to go out there anyway. So April 1st, we're going to get a bunch more reports when the weather straightens out from them outer islands. Over at Catalina, just inside the wind line now, And, you know, that poor island at the start of the week, it just got brutalized by that big north wind we had. Oh, man, it was blowing. Water was 54 in the isthmus the other day where I had some friends over there making bait. And they did make a little bit of bait. They chased a few fireballs around and caught a little bit, but I had enough to fish with. Weather's much better now, and I would imagine those backside bait spots are definitely going to get checked today. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if somebody scrounges up a few sea bass. That halibut fishing yesterday was actually pretty good for the few guys that were on it, fishing some of those beaches. Man, there was fish over 20 pounds captured yesterday. So good news there. And then same scenario locally. For the private boat guys that are taking this halibut thing seriously, man, there's been some big ones to be caught. A lot of it's out there just inside the horseshoe on the little hard bottom spots there. But 25-pound plus, there's been some nice ones. So make sure your gear is perfect, guys. And if you want to really get a better shot at that bigger fish, take the time to try and catch a mackerel, which have been kind of scarce. But if you fish around the bait barges with the bait rig, you put a little piece of bait on it. You can also catch herring, and those big halibut, we love those herring too. So that's a good tip. And as a little reminder, guys, lobster season is over. It's done. It was a really good season for an awful lot of guys, both locally and Catalina, but don't be out there poking around trying to get another lobster or you're going to get in trouble. So, Pete, I got a special request.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, are you there?
And I don't want to step on.
Well,
I don't want to step on Gundy's toes here.
All right. Well, we're doing a report here, Frank. So hang tight. We're getting right back. Go ahead, Mark.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So I had a customer come in the other day, and he was asking me about little tiny hooks, little tiny treble hooks. And I said, "We want to do that. Go trout fishing." He goes, "No, surf perch." I go, "With a treble hook?" And he goes, "Yeah, you need them to hook sandworms on." I go, "Sandworms?" And he proceeded to give me a whole lesson in how to catch and use sandworms and for the spotfin croaker that are biting off Sunset Beach. So that's Gundy's turf there, but I don't know a damn thing about catching sandworms. I didn't know how easy they were to catch for a beach guy if you're into that kind of stuff. So pass that one on to Gundy and get him to give us a lesson on fishing sandworms.
You got it, Mark. That sounds pretty good. Well, yeah, fishing season is here. And, of course, fishdope.com has your reports. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using a code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of both of Chica and Edinger. Phone number, it's stores, area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, God, it's nice to have some reports and some better weather to talk about.
And I can't imagine next week, I'm gonna bet you're going to be talking sea bass next week.
Well, we're going to be talking sea bass, whether they're biting or not. We've just got to talk about some things that guys need to know about this time of year. But I bet we're going to be talking tuna. I bet those guys get on them fish down there today.
I'll bet you're right, for sure. Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks. All right.
That wraps up our catch report.
That it does. Now, boy, what a great time. And like I said, I'm just so glad that we've got that consistency and weather to look forward to and hopefully good fishing in front of us.
Yeah, no question about it. We're talking Captain Rallo's. And, Mike, give that phone number out again.
Okay, to get a hold of Tim and buy these tickets, it's 951-264-7382. 951-264-7382. That is also available at rallokids.org.
All right. Hey, speaking of reports, the sports barber, Alex, is also a very generous guy to Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea as well as CCA. Sent in a report here. It says, calicos have been biting all week for me and my crew, MK and Foster. 50-plus day on Monday at the Calico Capital of the West,
nice.
Which is, of course, Dana Point, right? And Al's on it.
They live in his backyard. He knows where every house is.
And speaking of calicos, I just returned it. 12:30 this morning, thanks to Valeris and their 3-hour delay out of Mazatlan, back from Lake Picachos. fishing with Captain Benny Florentino all week.
Oh, how fun
and
that.
Bass fishing, which is not my deal, okay? Freshwater bass fishing is not my deal, but this trip was, it kind of made my deal.
It's everybody's deal.
Everybody's
down there.
Deal down there. And Anglers Inn, what a, oh my gosh, that place is like first class, and it was biting, and we had lots of nice big fish, and I learned some great techniques to Captain Benny, but we're just talking about calico fishing and his routine and stuff, and Benny's just amazing, and his Camus boat that he runs,
gorgeous.
Benny is just like such a great guy, so he's pretty full this year, but if you ever have a chance to go fishing with Captain Benny Florentino at Coastal Charters, check it out.
What was the big fish that came between you and Captain Benny on the boat?
Well, between me and Benny, Benny had a 7-4. We both had sixes. We had multiple fives.
Nice.
Multiple fives. And we got into a jig bites where every fish, like in no time, we had like 30 fish, all 3 to 5 pounds.
Oh, I love
it. On a jig.
It
was amazing.
That's a cool bite, too, because,
I love it.
The thunk. The thud is cool, and then, boy, it's one of the few times where you can really cross your eyes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You really give it to them on the jig.
Oh, yeah.
How fun. Good for you guys.
No, it was cool, but just the pleasure of fishing. And the whole group. It was a group from Dana Landing, Steve Bernard, Patrick G., and a lot of the guys, Johnny White from Dana Landing, and a lot of the guys from ECBT, and, of course, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. It was a great group. So
that's awesome.
And our good friends Mark and Zach who've been on a lot of trips with us. So it was a good group of buddies and just a super fun time in the sun down there, because it was like 47 in the morning and then it was like 97 in the middle of the day. But it was cool. But other than getting home at 12:30 this morning, it was pretty smooth.
Bass fishing in Mexico is pretty special.
It's a pretty special day, and no issues with cartel in that area. I know El Salto's had lots of problems, but you know, that's only an hour out of Mazatlan, so that's pretty touristy area, and didn't see any signs. Nobody talked about it there. It was just no issues.
Status quo,
which is nice.
Usual.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys had such a good trip, man. That sounds like fun. Well, we had a great text come through. It says, "Good morning, guys. Captain Frank and Mike as well. I was hoping that you guys could speak a little bit on who Captain Rollo was and what inspired this organization."
Well, Rollo was Rollo started as a first of all, he worked at Hermosa Bait and Tackle, and then he eventually became a crew member, actually a galley cook on the boat Cortez with Dean Adams. And he was over there for about a year and a half, and then he expressed to me that he would really like to work on the Royal Polaris as a crew member. So he came over as a deckhand and worked for us for several years. Then he got his license and was soon running some trips and did a phenomenal job. Rollo had an instinct for finding fish and had the best set of eyes of any person I've ever known. You know, Eddie of Eddie's Bombs, or whatever you want to call Eddie, Falarca, he's got a tremendous set of eyes. But Rollo, I've said it before, he would spot a flat spot or a breezer 3 to 5 miles away.
Wow.
And he was just amazing.
And that was before gyros, right, Frank?
Oh, yeah. We didn't have gyros.
Yeah, just 7x50s.
But anyhow.
Can you imagine Rollo on a set of gyros now?
Oh, he would be amazing. He'd be amazing. But anyhow, he had a tremendous personality with customers, kids. Everybody that would come on the boat loved Rollo, and he was just such an enthusiastic guy, and it was just a really sad ending for him, and however, something good has come of it. It started in our living room at home with the suggestion of a kids program in Rollo's honor, and he loved turning kids on to fishing. So that's how it all started, and that's who Rollo was. An amazing captain, amazing crew member, just a real asset to the sport fishing industry.
Yeah.
Well said. That's awesome.
And what a legacy to be able to continue that you've done, Frank, and you know, with the help of Tim and Mike and all the crew of the Rollo people have just done a tremendous job. And how many thousands of kids have gone fishing now?
Well, we're north of 150,000 now since the program started in 99. And I think while we're talking about accolades of various things that got started, the years that John Rowe was the director of Friends of Rollo, he was practically a one-man band when he was doing the fundraising, he was doing the trip coordination, he was doing all of the stuff that we now have a team of people doing. But if it weren't for those years of him doing what he did and being the face and voice of Rollo at the various events, he laid the foundation that allowed us to expand the organization. So just wanted to make sure everybody remembered what a special guy John Rowe was.
Yes, he was. Right, Frank?
Very, very good, Mike. That was good of you to bring him up, because he was a one-man show and keeping things going, and he did a phenomenal job.
Yes, he did. Yeah, for sure. Hey, one person I forgot to mention on our Lake Picacho's trip was the guy that caught the biggest fish in the group. You're not going to believe it.
Don't tell me.
Ron Lane.
Hey,
yeah, from Fastlane,
right.
Kayaks.
Nice, Ron.
Yeah, he got a 7.7 yesterday.
And
yesterday morning.
What was that 7.7 on? Do we know?
It was on a worm.
On a worm.
They sat. He and Chris Minnick sat in the same spot all morning fishing the worm. And down there, if you want to, and it doesn't matter where the Salto. Frank knows this. You want to catch a big one, sit there in a spot where their big fish hang out and fish a worm. Right.
That's cool.
That's a good spot. But anyway. Some great stuff. Tony in Hesperia writes, good morning. On a trip with 30 to 40 kids, how many adult chaperones do you typically need?
Good question.
Mike?
Well, I mean, it depends a little bit on the group. We do rely also on the crews, on the boats. They help out a lot. So typically, if you've got a group of 30 kids, we'd like to see a minimum of 4 adults, and 5 is fine. But keep in mind that we don't want adults fishing. We want the adults helping the kids to fish, so we do try to control that. The adults are there to help the kids, keep an eye on things, and assist. It's not a fishing trip for the adults.
Well said.
Yeah. How does
that's
somebody,
an important point to make, Mike.
Yeah. How does somebody wants, hey, I want to help the kids?
You know, we get that at every event we do. We have people come up that want to do that. And the way our organization is structured, because we don't organize the trips, we don't assemble the kids, we would prefer the groups that we are granting trips to coordinate that on their own. So if you wanted to take part and be on a trip, you really need to coordinate that with the individual groups that are asking for the trips, not us, because we're not going to take a volunteer and plug them on somebody else's trip. That would just not be appropriate, and we don't want to get really in the middle of it. We are the vehicle that provides these trips financially. Our efforts are put into raising the money so these trips can be put on. But at the landings, the boats, the groups themselves are the ones that coordinate and decide who's going to chaperone those trips.
I had another great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. I absolutely love what Friends of Rollo does to get kids out of the house and on the water. My wife is an elementary school teacher, and I'd love to know how to get her students on one of these trips. Also, is there a grade level that you guys prefer? What trips have you seen be the most successful? Thanks for everything you guys do. That's from Sean in Blossom Valley.
Yes, that's a really great question, and it's something that we do currently with a number of public and private schools. It's a great incentive to the kids. Chris Stanley, a San Diego school teacher for decades, he is probably the longest standing host, I guess you'd call it, and what he did for, I think it was 17 or 18 consecutive years, was he took his fifth grade class every year on a Friends of Rollo trip, and he would incentivize the kids at the beginning of the year and say, look, we're going to do a trip near the end of the year, but if you don't do your work, if you don't do, you know, well in school, you're not going to be invited on the trip. And it really did have an impact. And Chris was so successful in that, the kids in the third grade coming up already knew about what was going to happen in fifth grade, and they looked forward to it. And then other teachers wanted to use the same thing. So Chris was kind enough to say, okay, I'll do it for your class as well. So the other teachers were doing the same thing, and Chris was the the chaperone of those trips. And even to this day, and he has a different role now in the schools that he is involved with, but he takes multiple trips each year that Rollo grants to him and those kids. So, yes, it is doable. All you need to do is fill out the application and contact Howard Coolidge, and they'll work with you. As far as the grade levels go, I think fifth is perfect. Fourth is fine. I don't know that we've done third graders, but we might have. You know, we might have. I would say if you've got somewhere between fourth, fifth, sixth, even some of the middle school, you know, give Howard a call or fill out the app and have a conversation. We would love to take your kids out.
Hey, Frank, is there any area that, I mean, can you do this anywhere? I mean, Southern California, Northern California, where can the trips happen?
Anywhere from San Diego all the way up to the Bay Area.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And is it pretty much primarily saltwater, or are there some opportunities for guys that are inland to do some freshwater opportunities?
We have sponsored some things when they have tournaments at lakes for kids. We have sponsored prizes and things for kids on lake tournaments on several occasions.
Okay.
Steve Carson, and everybody is so familiar with Steve Carson, lived in Northern Cal for a long time, and he coordinated a group up there that was several hundred kids, 400 or 500, I think, maybe once each year, and we worked with him with his program as well. So we're not rigid. We're not completely, black and white on all this stuff. If you guys have programs that you want us to assist with, I'm not saying we necessarily can on everything, but don't hesitate contacting us and having a conversation. If you're a local fishing club, we talked about them earlier, and you want to sponsor and coordinate a trip, please get a hold of us and let's work together. If you guys can help raise some money, we can help raise some money. Before you know it, we got 40 or 50 more kids out on the water that wouldn't have gotten out there with just your efforts or maybe even with just our efforts. But working together, we can reach more kids.
Frank, you've been in part of this fishing industry for, 60-plus years, I'm going to just say. Why is it important for us to encourage kids to be on the water? What benefit is this for the future of our world here?
Well, Pete, number one, kids today are spending way too much time on computers and not getting out enough.
Yes.
And a lot of it has to do with mom and dad having to, take care of a family. Both are working. So that's part of it. So getting them out on the water, out of the house, is one thing. The other thing is, more than anything, in my opinion, it gives them something that they really can get into. It's not just about one fishing trip. The one fishing trip can lead into him wanting his own rod and reel, wanting to go often out fishing more, being part of a group of kids that enjoy it. As you know, there's programs in San Diego now where kids can letter in fishing. And also, we have a gang problem. Are you aware of the gang problem we have, Pete?
Yeah.
No, it's not a bad problem. It's a great gang problem. The kids now get together in groups of 8 or 10 kids and go fishing on piers and docks and surf.
That's true.
And surf fish.
See them. I see them. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if you want
to. That's a good game.
What better thing than you could have is to have your son in a fishing gang? I mean, tell me.
No, that's
it's
true.
Nothing but good stuff.
No,
so
no question about it.
So, and it keeps it, once they have that kind of interest, instead of saving money to buy drugs or to vape or do anything else, they're buying fishing tackle. They're into a sport. And the next thing you know, they've got their own tackle box and they've got 2 or 3 rods and they are figuring a way to get on a 3/4 day boat and whatever else they can.
That's true. Yeah. No, that's cool. For sure. Well, you have a great text, huh?
I thought so. It says, good morning, gentlemen. What a great show this is. And the Rollo Kids Fishing Program is so amazing. My question is, what is the minimum amount of kids we need to get a group together, and what's the maximum that you can comfortably put on a trip? Also, what's the best way about chartering a boat for a class of kids, another teacher, Kathleen, in Ocean Beach?
We don't have
you want to get that, Mike?
Yes, I will, Frank. Thanks. We don't have a definite number. Because there are various sized boats and there's different landings. It all depends on where you're located and when you want to go.
Like,
and the
what's
size
the smallest
group.
Group? What's the biggest group?
Well, I would say if you've got 25 kids, that's probably a starting number, but I'm not going to discourage you. If you have less than that, please reach out to us and let's have a conversation. Talk to Howard. There are opportunities to do slightly smaller trips. As far as on the upper side, there are boats that can accommodate over 50 kids. And we've done that numerous times. The Dana Pride out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing is one that comes to mind. We've had several trips there where there were, I believe, 60 kids, and there were special groups that we had. And I don't want to discourage you. Please contact us and let's have a conversation.
And good for you as a teacher to do that, too. Let's encourage all teachers out there. You want to take your kids fishing, Rollo will pay for the whole thing. That's what this is all about.
We have so many groups, Pete, that when they first contact us are so, it's like, what's the catch?
What's the
right?
catch?
There's got to be more to this. This can't work the way you say it does. And trust me, it works exactly like we're describing. If we can coordinate the time and the date and the amount of kids, all you have to do is get them there and take them back. Those kids will benefit for a lifetime on this one trip.
And they'll become a part of a gang, like Frank was talking about.
They very easily could roving
the docks.
So please just reach out to us. Go to RolloKids.org, fill that form out. And
it's that simple. Just go RolloKids.org on one of the tabs on the top. It says trip request or something to that request.
It's really easy. And the ultimate goal is you want to have a conversation with Howard Coolidge. And that's the guy that handles all the trip requests. He's the one that will coordinate with you. And very rarely do I hear a situation where he just shrugs his shoulders and says, there's nothing we can do. There's always some way we can work this out. So please have that conversation with him. I want to give that phone number out because that's the most important number today. Tim Baker can be reached at 951-264-7382. If you want to get involved and support this organization by buying raffle tickets for the grand raffle, they're $10 a piece.
Is given away April 13th.
Yes, coming up here at the docks. Yeah. We're going to give away all these prizes, $30,000 worth of prizes, plus six custom rods. And you can get those tickets today by calling that number, 951-264-7382.
Yeah, or send them an email.
Yeah, you
win
can.
Win@ RolloKids.org.
That's correct. All Tim needs, he'll be answering that email, and all he needs is your name and phone number. He'll know why you're calling.
Okay, so why do we need so much money to take kids fishing, Mike? What's the story?
Well, I mean, everybody knows that everything in our lives have gone up a lot in the last few years. It was only a few years ago I was sitting behind this microphone, and we were talking about $35 a kid is what the average was for our annual trips. We're now at $70 to $75 per trip.
Yeah. And that's because you're paying for the trip, the tackle, the food, all the factors.
We pay for everything except your transportation to and from the landing. And so because of that, the trip costs have gone up like everything else. And so it's important, it's critically important, if we're going to continue to take the number of kids out that we get requests for, we have to raise more money, and that's why we are constantly asking you to buy raffle tickets, come down and spin the wheel, send us donations, become a charter master that's putting on a Rollo raffle on the trip, club selling tickets. It's a year-round effort. We don't have the luxury of large grants. We don't have big corporate America writing us giant checks.
If you're a corporate American listening and you have a
we would love that.
Write us a giant check.
We'd sure love one of those big checks. You know, one of the things that it would be wonderful to get those big checks, but they just don't come. And it's an effort on Mike's part and everybody else to get it together, and all these fundraisers make a big difference. I have personally, just so people know, called each landing up and down the coast, and we have tried to keep the price down on the cost of the trip and also on the cost of the rent rods. We have some landings that don't even charge for the cost of the rent rods. So, and the ones that do, it's a minimum charge to just cover the line charge. So everybody's trying to donate, but as Mike has put it, the cost has gone up just like everything else.
I got to watch an interaction with a gentleman that brings a group of kids fishing that met up with Frank at the tackle store, and I thought it was really cool. Their kids were a little bit older, I think maybe high school or middle school, and I'll be bummed that I don't recall. But they fundraise on their own all year long, and then Rollo kicks in the additional. So, I mean, it was a trip that those kids look forward to all year long, and they do their own rendering. So they brought the funds that they had to the table that might not be enough to charter the boat, but then Rollo kicked in the rest to get it finished off. So, it was like a reward system for those guys. Like, they were really working really hard towards it, and Rollo just helped get the rest of the way.
We also prioritize when we have a situation where we're really kind of limited on our funds. We do heavily prioritize. We want to take the inner city kids. We want to take kids that will never have an opportunity other than through our program. We have a group out of the west side of Los Angeles that we do a trip for once a year, and they have a letterhead for their organization that starts off with their mission statement. And their mission statement is, our goal is to keep our kids in school and out of jail. Now, think about that for a moment. That's a mission statement of an organization that works year-round to make sure that their kids have a chance at living a normal life. And the role that we play on that, of making these trips available for them, is life-changing. And when I say life-changing, I say that in all sincerity. I don't care if you're an inner-city kid that is at risk of becoming involved in gangs or ending up in jail or worse, or whether you're a kid from a fairly middle-class neighborhood, the memories and the lesson that you learn by being on the water for the first time, they will remember the sea lions, they will remember the seagulls, they'll remember the pelicans, the starfish they see on the rocks, they'll remember the sardines or anchovy in the bait tanks 50 years from now.
Totally.
Yep. They may not remember what fish they caught, but they'll remember the trip, and they'll remember the experience, and they'll have a completely different appreciation for the ocean because of these trips. It truly is life-changing for all of them.
And it's great. What a great thing. And I'm going to one more thing on that. Is you think, oh, Rollo's doing fine. They have plenty of money to take kids fishing. Nuh-uh. We
spend every dime we raise. Let's put it that way.
Everything. and there are times where we don't have enough money to do these charters. And so we have to cut back on the number of charters that we do. So
we need
the help.
Howard is really, really good at working with the various groups. And if your group applies what we say is accurate, we will pay for everything. But if you are capable and willing to help us raise some money, we're going to ask you to do that as well. And there's a lot of groups that say, we would be happy to give you the money for the trip. We just don't know how to coordinate it. We don't know how to do it.
For example, the Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fish Tournament. Those guys stepped up. They're giving last year they gave us 50% of the proceeds. This year they're giving 100% of the proceeds. And it's a sizable check that they do. What a wonderful thing.
It's a very
for that.
Sizable.
Yeah. What a wonderful thing Scott Sherman, the guys over at Southwestern Yacht Club are doing to take kids fishing. And what could be better than that if you're sponsoring a tournament to go fishing to give it to Rollo to take more kids fishing and get them more involved.
Every group of anglers, whether it's an organized club or whether it's a yacht club, it doesn't matter. Any group of anglers, even if it's a group of friends who fish together, could do wonders to help us if they would just get involved and raise their hand and call us and say, hey, how can we help? We have, Frank mentioned earlier, some long-range trips. John Collins has been doing it for years. We have others. We have one gentleman in particular that has a charter each year, and he was on a Harold Davis trip that I was on a few years ago, and we always do a raffle on the Harold Davis long-range trip on the Royal Polaris, and we raised some money for Rollo, and he was on that trip. And after the trip was over, he pulled me aside and he said, I want to do the same thing on my charter. And I said, well, what would you like to do? He says, I'd like to do a raffle just like you do on the boat, but I don't know how to get all this stuff. And I said, when's your trip? And he said, it's in September. I said, how about this? How about we give you the product and you raffle it on the trip and then you make the donation to us? Well, he couldn't believe that that was possible. So I personally handpicked and delivered the products to him. That has been going on now for 3 years. And that group of anglers last year raised $14,000 on one trip.
Holy, that's so cool. That is so cool.
And handed us the money for that. And I'm not suggesting anyone else could do that. I mean, that's like mind-boggling to
me. And
do
the numbers. $14,000 takes, you know, a lot of kids fishing. Yeah.
So, but it doesn't have to be of that magnitude. That's just like over the top, you know. Anybody that can do this, it doesn't matter to me if you raise $1,000. I mean, that's more kids going fishing.
$500.
Anything. We'll help you help the kids.
I love it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of these great texts and more with Captain Frank and Mike. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on Facebook and YouTube Live and that Let's Talk Hookup app. We got more right now.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 and dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hi. This is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And I got to say, love the Corrado DC. My God. If you're fishing fresh or saltwater bass, the Corrado DC is unbelievable.
It really is. It's easy on the pocketbook, but the features are just unbelievable. So smooth and effortless casting.
Yes.
I love
that reel. Cast a mile. You put Power Pro, like Power Pro Max Quattro or Quattro Power Pro, the version 2. It casts a mile.
Yeah, it's great.
And minimize your backlashes. You can adjust it, fine-tune it like no other.
How many thousands of casts did you make effortless and clean every time because of that DC Corrado?
Just amazing. Yeah. And also, I put Motto on one reel, fishing the crankbait. I put it on the DC. Fantastic.
All day long.
It works great. So check it out, the Corrado DC from Shimano.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America and certainly number one with anglers. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining build Ford tough, and never settling. But what really made Ford F-Series number one is you. So now is the time to take advantage of great deals and programs today. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today and explore the F-Series and the full truck lineup. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking about this unbelievable custom rod raffle thanks to those great guys up at Batson. Again, purchase 5 grand raffle tickets at only $10 a piece, and you're going to get entered into this special drawing to win these beautiful rods. You know, Pete, you've been showing them off with the camera all morning long. They are just, they're works of art. They really are. They're obviously, this is a functional rod that you're going to get to go fishing with, and those beautiful Batson Judge Blanks, but I just think that's so cool that we're going to have, what was it, Mike, 8 lucky winners?
No, we're going to have 6 winners, but we have 8 rods.
Right.
So everybody's going to get to pick what they want, and the 2 remaining rods will be moved over to the Tuna Wars event, which will be coming up on June the 22nd at Dana Landing.
Love it.
Dana Landing. And that event is a live event.
That is going to be the captain's reception. It's a live event.
Who's coming this year?
We've got Bob Cook coming back out, and we got Dave Marciano and his wife Nancy coming out. We're going to have 2 boats this year instead of 3. We're dropping to 2 boats. They are both sold out. We are taking a waiting list for the guys that want to fish on that tournament. But the captain's
date of the captain's reception.
The captain's reception is Sunday, June 22nd, and that is free to attend. And then the Tuna Wars fishing takes place starting Monday evening, the 23rd, comes back on the 25th for the weigh-in. And the 2 boats this year will be the Liberty and the Tomahawk.
Tomahawk, wow.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
2 great boats. How fun. For sure. That's going to be fun. And and the winner gets crowned once again to be the champion for the
I believe is Tuna War 11.
Yeah,
I think that, which is really phenomenal. I mean, this started because of Captain Paul Hebert and Mike Battistoni.
Right,
they got this thing rolling all those years ago, and it's continuing to this day. And the captain's reception gets more fun and more popular every year. It's a free event. You come down in the evening to Dana Landing. There's always fun times, great raffles, lots of great people, food, the whole thing.
It's super fun.
It's a wonderful.
And I want to throw out, as Frank, as you know, a huge thank you to a guy that does a lot behind the scenes, and that's Steve Pinard from Dana Landing. That guy digs into his pocket and digs into his efforts. He's got enough going on. And he chooses not only with Rollo, but also with CCA to give a lot. And especially with Rollo, because he has the same passion for wanting to get kids fishing that we all in this room do have. Steve just has endless help on doing that. And that's one of the big helps he does is hosting that event.
I'm so appreciative of Steve, because throughout the year, we always come up with questions. We always come up with obstacles. We always come up with problems that need to be solved. And he's like the first guy I always contact. I feel guilty because I always call him first, but he always has a good ear and he always has a good suggestion. And he's just so helpful.
All right. Very good.
Hey,
you have a great text.
I did. Good morning, guys. What a great show. As usual, I got my Captain Rollo's tickets a little while back, and I very quickly got my Kershaw knife gift from friends of Rollo. It's now my everyday carry, and I love that knife from Kershaw. Really looking forward. I have 3 trips in May, and I'm bringing down 25 old reels to donate to Fisherman's Landing. Tight lines. Thanks for everything you do. That's from Tom in Carpinteria.
That's amazing. Thank you very much. That is exactly the kind of support that we rely on to make this program work.
Because that used tackle sale raises a lot of money, right?
Oh, it's very important. Very important. And during the few years, I think we had 2 years in a row there, we did not have a day at the docks. And so we were lucky enough to have John over at Seaforth Landing allow us to use his grassy area there outside the landing. And that worked out fine. But it was a special event that required additional promotion and advertising. There wasn't a natural crowd there like there is a day at the docks. And, of course, there was additional cost with renting fencing and all the other stuff. So day at the docks has become the best spot for us to hold our used tackle sale, and we're going to do it again coming up here on April the 13th.
And don't forget, all that equipment that you donate, you get a receipt, and it's a tax-deductible 501c3 donation.
It is, and if you drop tackle off at one of the stores that we mentioned and you would like a receipt, just leave your name and phone number or email address, and we will send it to you once we pick that product up.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, John in Upland says, hey, my question is, day at the docks, is there going to be a box where you can drop off used reels and tackle? And can you do it at day at the docks?
Oh, absolutely. Every year people bring us stuff. Now, some of it is too late in the day for us to really maximize
it.
So, but we have no problem storing it. Another great contribution on Howard Coolidge's part. He actually takes possession of this, and throughout the year he organizes prices and hangs on to all the product and then transfers it down for our sale.
So bring it. If you're coming today at the docks,
oh, yeah.
Bring it.
Yep.
Yeah, bring it along. Rick, you have another good one?
Yeah, it's a little bit long, but I thought it was fun. Good morning, gentlemen. What a great show. I love what Fishing with Rollo's does for the kids. It literally is out there changing lives and getting kids into the fishing world, which is just amazing. And I'd like to thank all of you guys for everything you do. And I can't wait to see you and participate at Day of the Docks. Also, sorry for making this long, but I ran into Captain Max of the Pacific Voyager the other day at Summit Gasoline, and he said there's bluefin out there and a whole bunch of them that just haven't been biting yet. Also, that the bait receiver is back to having sardines.
Oh.
I ran into Scotty. He was filling up his 23 Parker at Summit Gasoline again and said that the yellowtail were biting in La Jolla, and that's all from Jay and OB. So,
all right. Thanks, yeah. Jay, for that. Hey, Frank. Frank, you still with us there?
I'm there. I'm here, Pete.
All right. Sorry, we've had an issue with the phone there, but Max from I was so impressed with that young kid. Is he really only 22 years old?
That's correct.
Yeah,
he's pretty amazing. You know, his dad started him fishing at 6, and he has never stopped. And he started saving for a boat when he was 8 years old.
That guy is going to be in this fishing community until he can't. There is just no doubt about it. I couldn't agree more. I was so impressed. I can't wait to go fishing with him. And I just wasn't all that familiar with his boat previous to the show.
Yeah,
what a great rig and
stateroom accommodations.
Yeah, he's going to do so good with that boat.
When I heard he was 20, I mean, I knew I was young when I was looking at him. You saw him on YouTube or Facebook or saw the picture on our Let's Talk Hookup app. How old are you? 22 years old.
But just what a killer. I mean, boat savvy, fish savvy, just awesome. He's was a really, really good young man.
Obviously, you recognize that, right, Frank?
Well, we got more people like that coming up in the industry. You know, the future of our industry and the operators is looking very promising. And it's thanks to a lot of different operators and how they mentor young people. Probably one of the leaders in that respect is Brian Fiahara, but it's just wonderful to see so many young guys that have such a love for the industry. Okay,
for sure. Yeah. Hey, good one here from Dan in Oxnard. He says, "I purchased $100 in tickets at the PCS show. Am I included in the custom rod drawing?"
That offer was at PCS, and so I'm assuming that you probably have two entries into that. If you have questions about that, give Tim a call at that 951-264-7382 number and leave him a message, and when he gets done with these tickets, he'll give you a call and they'll figure it out. He'll have a ledger and he'll know exactly whether you're in there or not.
Yeah. You know, this is the time when people are booking trips, and I know, Frank, your office has been very busy booking trips, and I know Fisherman's Landing, very busy, people getting ready. One trip that I'm blown away that still has a couple spots left is our Kingfisher charter trip to Sitka, Alaska, June 15th through 19th.
Oh, yeah.
At least Father's Day, going to go with Rock Cod Rick, and Dallas will be there too, and having a great trip. How many years have you been doing this trip?
I think this will be 25. I think this is my 25th or 26th.
Yeah, but it's. Do you ever get tired of it?
Never. It's the trip I look forward to the most. It's been very special to me. I grew up fishing there with Dad and you, and continuing on that tradition.
Yeah.
And it is just in 26 years, it's never been anything short of amazing. It's it's so well run. The fishing is spectacular. The food, the accommodations, and just the beauty of being in Southeast Alaska. It's a complete package.
Yeah, and the best value in Alaska,
no question.
By far.
No question.
There's nothing that even comes close to Kingfisher Charter.
Not for the level that you get between the boats, the accommodation, the tackle, the food, the fish processing, the
quality,
the transfers.
Captains.
Like, it's all included. You know, you were the one that clued me into that. There's a lot of places that will flash a lesser dollar ticket price, but by the time you're done getting nickel and dime, it ends up being more.
Oh, you got to pay fish. Oh, fish processing?
And
Kingfisher does the number one best job of fish processing in Alaska.
Period. It's
crazy. That stuff is unbelievable. So, yeah.
Come with me, man.
If you want to go with Ricky, call Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or just check kingfishercharters.com and book that trip. June 15 through 19, tell them you want on the Let's Talk Hookup trip. And hard to believe this late in the season you actually have a chance to go.
Yeah, maybe one of the first times we've ever had a spot this late in the year. So
for sure.
It will get full, but I just hope it's full of a Let's Talk Hookup friend, because I'd sure love to come fishing with you.
Yeah.
I had another great text. Says, hey, guys, I teach in high school, and my questions are your trips primarily focused on taking younger kids, or can an organization like myself that has 14 to 18-year-olds participate? Love every bit of this, Mike and San Juan Capistrano.
No, we love to have the teenage kids out. I mean, we do many trips a year with that age range. So please, again, if you have any question at all, don't assume the answer is no. Assume the answer is yes, and get a hold of us. We'll work with you any way we can. We want to get these kids out on the water for the first time. We're not necessarily looking for people. We're not looking for kids that are already on the water every weekend with their dads, that kind of thing. We're really targeting people that have never been on the ocean, never had an opportunity to be at sea. That's really what our mission is to let first-time people get out on the water. And, keep that in mind as you're thinking this through. But helping us raise money is the number one goal. And then beyond that, we'll spend every available dollar we have putting kids on boats. We have more demand for trips than we have funding available. And that's why we constantly are asking you guys to support us, because until we get to a point where we say, okay, we got plenty, we need your help.
Frank?
And to emphasize something on that, 3-4 years ago, we never turned down anybody or had to say, well, you're going to have to wait till we raise more funds. But we do need every angler's support. If everybody made a little bit of a donation, we wouldn't have to turn down anyone whatsoever. We would be able to just keep booking trips. But right now, it gets a little touchy sometimes. So we've got to have the funds, and that's why us begging, asking you to buy tickets, to come to different functions, to contribute in any way you can is so important to the Friends of Rollo and us being able to take all the requests for kids to go fishing.
Hey, Frank, Mike and Matt in Napa Valley asked a question about taking kids on a longer trip, like a day and a half trip or something like that. Is that ever feasible, or would we ever consider doing something like that?
Well, you know what, Mike, when it comes to something like that, I guess it would have to be on a personal basis where, I don't know, if somebody really wants to do that, they need to maybe call my office and I'll call them back if I'm not in the office. I can see where something like that might work at certain times of the year, you know, like in April, May, but you know, some of our best fishing of the year last year was in November and December. So it's possible, but right now, doing a group on a day and a half trip, we have not yet done it, but I'm not going to say no to anything, okay?
But the main idea, though, is to expose kids to the ocean, right? To expose kids to fishing. And it's so easy to do that on, like, the typical trip is like a half-day trip, right, Frank?
It is, a half-day trip and then a full-day trip to the Coronado Islands. But a day and a half trip, let's face it, I mean, You know, a kid catches an 80-pound bluefin tuna, he isn't ever going to forget that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mike mentioned earlier he's going to remember the seals and he's going to remember the bait tank. Let me tell you, he will remember the first fish he ever caught, and he's going to remember the bite that happened.
That's what I love about Captain Frank is like everybody can see the thing. The dollar amount is a lot higher. There'd be lesser kids going like everybody knows that the answer should be no, and Frank's like, oh no, that's something I want to try to figure out, right? You can just, because you're right, there's nothing like it.
Nothing like that, getting that, throwing that thing in gear, and oh my!
You'll have that forever.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the Liberty. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Facebook and YouTube Live.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Fisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, we're going to find out who's going on board the Liberty on a full-day trip. Mike's going to do us the honor and
texter
flip the
caller.
Prize points. See, we have a texter caller winning today. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, Jay in Ocean Beach. You are going fishing on board the Liberty. Congratulations.
Captain Frank Lopresti, thanks for joining us. Hopefully you don't have cauliflower ear from being on the phone for 2 hours with us.
Enjoyable, Pete. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us, and, of course, appreciate all that you do to help, all that you do for this industry and all that you do to help kids go fishing. And, Mike, how do we get in on that Rollo raffle right now?
All right. You're going to call Tim Baker at 951 864-7382, and you're going to tell him that you need to buy 5 grand raffle tickets, and he's going to sell you those, and then you're going to be entered into the drawing for these beautiful bats and rods. All the drawings will take place at Day at the Docks coming up on April the 13th. You can also send Tim an email, win@rollokids.org, and just leave him your name and phone number. Both those ways will get a return call from him, and we'll get you into the drawings, and wish you luck.
Yeah, and all these beautiful rods, if you're looking at us on YouTube, Facebook Live, they're right here. They're really fantastic, and Day at the Docks is going to be a big event. But, yeah, win@rollokids.org, and one more time the number.
Be 951-264-7382. Our website is rollokids.org if you want more information.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening today. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hook Up app. And, of course, thanks to George, our engineer there that keeps us on the air. And, of course, Jeff at the Fan Studios. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Matty Barlow from The Limitless out of Dana Landing. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on Let's Talk Hook Up app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.